This slide and the next have an example which illustrates pointer arithmetic. I'm going to be using another type def, which is defined in the standard library. It's called pointerDiffT, and that's a type which is used for the purpose of holding the result of subtracting two pointers. So it's a signed integer. One thing I wasn't really clear about on the previous slide is that when you subtract two pointers, it could be negative. It just depends the direction that you subtract them in. So anyway, the header standardDef.h has the definition for pointerDiff underscore t, and you'll see that on the next slide. For now, just notice that I have an array, A, of floating point numbers, 1, 2, 3, and I'm initializing p to be a pointer to float with the address of a sub 0. So in other words, p is pointing at the first element in the array A. Now skip down to the first printf statement. First thing I'm going to do is print out the size of a float on my system. And the reason for that is so you can see that I will be advancing in memory by a number of elements instead of just a number of bytes. So the size of a float is 4. Okay, we'll keep that in mind. So now the next line will just print out the address which P is. It's holding the address of the first element in A, which is 0012FF80. And then the contents there, of course, is the number 1. Well, now I'm going to add 2 to P. P plus equals 2. That's going to advance P by 2 elements, which means that P should now be pointing at A sub 2, which is the number 3. And when I print this out, you can see that it is. And you can see more than that. You can see that the address has been advanced by 8 bytes. That's 2 elements of size 4. So this proves that pointer arithmetic advances by elements and not by bytes.